Welcome back to The Exclusive. I'm your host, Sharon Tharp. Today, we're adding another unforgettable house guest to the memory wall. My guest is one of the rare players to compete back-to-back over the years, first as part of the most iconic alliances in the show's history, and then again as an all-star. So from Big Brother 7, or Big Brother 6 and Big Brother 7, please welcome Hurricane Howie Gordon. Hey, Howie. Howie, how are you?
Thanks, Sharon. Doing good. I appreciate you naming our alliance really good. I was just a weak link and shattered it two seasons in a row, but yeah, I appreciate that.
We'll get into it, Howie. We'll get into it. Where to start is you did appear recently on this season. I'm curious sort of how that came about. Was an easy yes for you? And when was the last time you appeared on Big Brother?
So Big Brother All-Stars was the summer of 2006. So they brought me back into the Big Brother house 20 summers later. A little over 3 weeks ago, I was in the Big Brother house. I was in there. I'm like, it's been 20 friggin' years. It was like, wow. I'm like, wow, man. 20 years. But it doesn't seem like that. It seems like I was just there. I swear, a couple years ago. That was the last time I was on the show. They invited me to come out. I take that back. I was in the finale crowd yelling like an animal for Big Brother 8 during Danny and Evil Dick season. I was out there and you see me yelling a bunch, and it's pretty funny because and Julie knows you too. She knows your name. I saw that one interview you had, or you're walking in the house. But I'm in the crowd for Big Brother 8. You know, I was just joking around, you know, yelling at everyone. And Julie Chen's like facing the other way. I'm like, do you remember me, Julie? She turns around and goes, I know that voice anywhere. Howie, it was like a year later, but so yeah, I wasn't in the house. So yeah, so technically 20 years, that was just the front of the house. I don't think I'd come back for a live show. They invited me back for Big Brother 20 when everyone was in the crowd in front of the house, but I was in Atlanta. I couldn't get away for whatever reason. But yeah, so when I walked in the house, whatever, a little over 3 weeks ago, 20 years since And what's funny is we were on that cruise last year, and that was the 20 year anniversary of Big Brother 6. And I was with a lot of them, but I was with Kacer, Ashley, Bo, Janelle. I think maybe it was just the five of us. I felt like we were catching up and just hanging out. I felt like we were back in 2005 in the Big Brother 6 house. It was weird. It was surreal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can't believe 20 years has gone by, and here we are in this house right now. And I'm like, wow. The time's crazy, Sharon. It's crazy, man.
I know. We were just talking about the Big Brother 6 reunion we did a couple years ago, and it does feel weird. Like, I don't feel old enough to, like, I just remember your season so vividly in real time that it does feel strange. And listen, your season, for as messy as it was, and I'm sure there are things that won't hold up today, it's such an iconic season. I mean, I think it's still a top tier season, season 6 and 7, honestly. Do you agree with that? Do you feel like it holds up?
It's the most, I've given analogies a lot of times. It didn't prepare me for Big Brother All-Stars to lie, to deceive. Big Brother 6 was you win or you go home. There is nothing other than that. You got locked in with a partner. Mine was Rachel. And if you get to the end, the winner gets $1 million. Second place was, I can't remember. Maybe it was 250. I can't remember. So you had a monetary investment in the person you came in with. Now, could Dr. Will have convinced me to put up Rachel? No. He might have convinced Kacer to put up Michael. But we're not going to go that. We'll talk about that at a later time. Dan Giesling couldn't have talked his way out of things. It wouldn't have worked back in those days. Now, yeah, I get it. Maggie had me turn on my alliance. But that also had behind the scenes James doing his thing, not coming clean. So, because in the Big Brother house, you'll be convinced that your own mother's coming after you. That's the way it is. Any player will tell you that. It's been locked in those walls. So Big Brother 6 was the most unique season of all time. And because of it, I think it made it one of the most, in my opinion, one of the most enjoyable, because it was half the house going after the other half the house. And without a few of my blunders, it was almost power switching off week to week. You know, James will always say, you know, Maggie's back-to-back HOH week because she had mine. Yeah, she pretty much did. And then Big Brother was making, was trying to allow us, the Sovereign Six, to win, because that event that April won, you know, before or after you step down, and every question was geared what me and Janie were studying the whole week. And I went on to the dumbest question, like how many 6-footers in the house? I know the answer, but whatever. I would have been in the end for the tiebreaker, and Big Brother tried to give us that one, and we messed it up, or at least I did. So yeah, so no, it's one of the most unique seasons because you win or you, this was about just winning. And I didn't know Big Brother in those days. It was my first season. I never really watched. I thought it was like the better player was whoever wins. Because in Big Brother 6, you had to win. Come up with the greatest plan. It doesn't matter. Evil Dick, Dr. Will, Derek, Dan, you weren't going to scheme and say, hey, you know, you're taking out Rachel, or hey, Janelle, you're going to put up Ashley. It wouldn't have worked in that season. So it was one of those rare seasons where you either can win events. And we had James and Janelle that won everything, and you either win or you go home. So, yeah, it's one of the most rare, unique seasons in Big Brother history. They should do a twist like that again.
I know. And I don't want to talk too much about BB28, but, like, right now we have a split house, very clear sides of the house. But the problem is the power is never switching, so it's boring. Your season, the power was constantly switching, and that's why we kept tuning in, like, oh, my God, this is going back and forth. So I agree. I think that kept it interesting. But I do want to talk about casting for a second, because from what I remember, like, how did that come about with you and Rachel? Obviously, they all had all pairs in there, but, like, how did you and who applied first, or who was in casting first? Remind me.
I applied. I said I played softball with this group of guys back in South Florida back in those days, and I had done my blind date show, my eliminate show, and my buddy's like, oh man, you're doing good on these shows. Here, you'd be great on this. My favorite show. He was a Big Brother fan. I had never heard of the show because Tuesday nights was our softball league. And I think, well, I don't know that Big Brother was on. Big Brother switched.
It might have been.
I think it was on Tuesday nights at one time. So yep. I was playing softball, never watched it. Thursday night, I would watch Smallville. That was my show. So I never watched Big Brother. And then the weekend, I was living in South Florida. I was always going out or going to the beach. So I never heard of the show. 5 years went by. I never heard of the show. So my buddy's like, yeah, you should try out for Big Brother. So I printed up the huge packet and filled it out and sent in a 2-minute video. And next thing you know, they're calling me. Rachel and I got the call at the same time. I'll go backtrack a little bit. But they're like, it's either both of you or none of you if you want to do it. I'm like, you know, I pulled over in downtown Fort Lauderdale. I was in my car. And I go, Rachel, you're going to have to do the show, man. I want to go on it. But she was pretty gung-ho wanting to go on. But so when I made it to finals. They flew me to LA for 10, 11 days. They put you up in a hotel and you're with your top 40 people. You know, you pass by them at the pool, the restaurant, in the elevator, and you can't talk to them. And I met with the producers. They really like me. Robin Cass is like, keep doing what you're doing. You're a rock star. They love you. Then I'm up in my room, and one of the other casting producers comes up there and says, you know, think about who you'd want to come in there and compete and win. I didn't really know Big Brother this day at the time, so I didn't know. I was oblivious to it.
Right.
Who would you want to come out and help you win an event, win some money, or maybe stay for a week, or maybe if you get lucky, maybe they stay for a month or something. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I just started petitioning people to them. Like I probably gave them 30 people.
Oh, wow.
They really liked my mom. They flew her out. And then my mom's like, you know, who does my hair and nails? They're like, you do. Thinking like, my mom was a successful real estate broker. She was a great real estate. So she decided, like, oh, I don't want to do it. But I don't think she had to say. I think ultimately Big Brother was going to have to say. I was working at Ivan's Pharmaceuticals, and this other lady, they flew her out.
Wow.
And Rachel as well.
I think. Okay.
So I know three people that definitely flew out, but they talked to a bunch of people. Some people they thought like, I think they talked to my uncle, some of my buddies. And
so they wanted you. They just needed to find the right person to go in with you.
Absolutely. So in another way, and I like to brag about things, in a way I made a season where they technically only took 7 house guests, where they're usually taking 14 to 18. So I made a season where they're only taking 7 of us. They just took a partner with those 7 that they liked.
Right.
So yeah, they wanted me. I applied and they broke it down. And, you know, Rachel ended up being a great partner. Yeah, you know, she's a little better than me at those events.
Was she just like an acquaintance or a friend of a friend? What was it again?
The story was my buddy that my one of my best friends that liked her. I lived in Chicago. They lived in Elkhart, Indiana, a suburb of South Bend, Indiana. My buddy's like, oh, there's this chick I like at this restaurant.
And it's so random.
I know. So I went in town and we sat in her section, and we gave her our phone number or his phone number, and they started talking. And Rachel says to this day, she really, I wanted my phone number, not his. But, you know, they hung out a little bit. Then one of my other friends, her best friend, ended up moving to Chicago and becoming a roommate with my buddy in Chicago. And we were friends over the years, and we get together, and she come to Chicago. We all hang out, go to bars, and yeah. But yeah, so she was a friend. She wasn't a best friend, but she was a good friend over the years for sure. And what's funny is you go back a year, I was doing Blind Date Eliminate, and Rachel's like, "Yeah, Howie, I wish I could just do reality shows all the time and be happy like you." And then a year later, she's getting on Big Brother with me. So it's pretty funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I think I knew some of that story, but that's so interesting. I'm curious, when you were in casting, you see other people at finals and stuff, or even looking back in hindsight, were there any red flags that you were like, oh, like there were other pairs there? Or did you guys think, you know what I mean? Like in hindsight, or no, not really.
You know what I thought about that? I didn't think of that at all until Rachel and I were, you know, I can't remember. We're either going on or top 20. I think we're going on. I think we're going on, and we started scheming. We probably, I think we knew 3 weeks before we were moving in, maybe a month, but 3 weeks. But a lot of these pairs, like Ashley and Janelle, they were in Miami filming their goodbyes and all this. I was living in Florida. Rachel was living in Colorado. So when we got sequestered, I was sequestered 9 days before I moved in. They put Rachel and I together for a day or two to go film our, hey, this is how we're Howie and Rachel. Cause we weren't married. And I don't think I had seen her in years. They hadn't seen her. Been a couple years for sure. I think they put us together for a couple hours, and we were talking about, I guess I could say, hooking up, getting together, like getting close to a house guest. Our strategy was hook and boot. Get close to someone and then boot them. That was our thing. But we knew, we knew we are not the twist. There are multiple pairs in the house. We were talking about that. And we go, yeah, there's no way we're the only one. We just knew. I don't know. It was just some intuition that I knew that, yeah, we were not going to be just the only, because they're like, oh, you're going to be the secret pair going in the house. We knew that wasn't the case. I don't know what gave us I just thought about it that way. I said, we're not going to be the only twist. There's going to be a bunch of pairs in there. So we were looking for them from day one. So I don't know what really undoubtedly led that belief. I just think we knew. I just thought it right away. We are not the only ones going in there as a pair.
Yeah. I when's the last time I watched season 6? I'm trying to remember what week it officially like started airing on the show, but I feel like from early on, you guys caught on.
No, we were looking at that. From second one, we walked in there, and
yeah,
when Ashleigh went up on the block and Janelle's like, yeah, we should save you, Ashleigh. I'm like, okay, that's your partner. And then I want to keep this clean, but like Rachel said something to April that you wouldn't say to some random stranger. And I'm like, okay, that's her partner. And then the fact that Kaser and Michael are playing foosball together 23 hours a day, I'm like, all right, that's his partner. So, yeah, I mean, we were picking up on it right away. Maggie says she knew me and Rachel were a partner right away. She said she knew her. Yeah.
That's interesting, because based on what I remember watching, I feel like you and Rachel were the ones that people were like most confused about, right? Or like they were like, oh, I don't know. I watched a clip and I feel like you guys all sat down and you're like, all right, who's with who? And I think it seemingly seemed like they were kind of like, wait, how do you guys know each other?
Yeah, no, they were. I don't think most people were. I don't know if that's true to this day. Like Yvette claims she didn't even know there were secret partners. Like, we were going in there looking for it. We knew. If anyone went in there thinking they were the only one, then Big Brother pulled the wool over their eyes for sure. I wasn't the greatest strategist in the house. I wasn't the greatest game player by any means, but I knew going in, we were matched up with pairs across the way, and we had to find them. That's why you had to be careful who you're saying to what, because that could be your partner you're planning to get rid of, or their partner. I don't think a lot of people caught on to us, but obviously Maggie, she kind of knew what she was doing on Big Brother 6, and she said she wasn't calling us out, but I think she said she knew. I don't think I put her and Maggie together right away, but a couple of them I figured out pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, when you're in there, that obviously complicates the game, like you said. When you get into the Sovereign Six, like, was that just people you were gravitating towards and liked? Was it strategic? Talk to me about, like, the early days of, like, linking up with those guys.
Well, the house was coming after Janelle. The house was coming after Kaser. And so I'm just thinking, okay, I'm on a vacation here and I'm sitting around every day. They're just going to come target these people and try to pick them off. And it's not affecting me. It's not affecting Rachel. But then I'm starting to think, like, okay, so they get rid of Janelle. They get rid of Kaser. They get rid of Michael. They get rid of Ashleya. Well, then who's in line? Because what really turned my mind going was, I remember walking by the kitchen. So coming from the living room, walking by the kitchen, either going to the bathroom or going out the back door. And I remember Yvette standing in that kitchen like she thought she owned the place. And I'm like, no, that's going to have to change, man. Something's going to have to be done about that immediately. So when, you know, we were getting ready to win and compete for HOHs, I remember being out there jogging around with Kaser. I'm like, bro, we're going to have to flip this around here. If one of us gets power, we're doing this. And we were going to put up James and Maggie because then Cappy was going to be torn. That was his buddy. Mm-hmm. But his financial obligation was to Maggie. He's going to immediately take her side. James is going to get mad. So me and Kaser were talking for several days. If one of us wins HOH, this is what we're doing. He ended up winning. So our plan, we talked about, he integrated it and it divided the house. And that's how we're going to save James. So I'm going to have to make a stand early. Kind of like a lot of players nowadays, they figure, well, and no spoilers, I'm not all caught up yet. I'm caught up, but not behind the scenes. Garrett was like, yeah, I knew I was the last person in that alliance and I'm expendable. So that's the way, you know, people eventually pick up on that. And I knew that I was expendable to Cappy and Yvette and everyone. So I'm gonna have to stop that before we get to the expendability phase. And that's why we made the Sovereign Six. So yeah, but like the first 2 weeks we got rid of Ashleya, Janelle's partner, because we were just all about, hey, it ain't me and Rachel, we're fine.
Yeah.
The next week Cappy won, like, I'm getting rid of Michael, which was a good buddy of mine. I loved him, but you know, I would have loved for him to stay, but I'm like, okay, me and Rachel aren't in the crosshairs. And then it got to the point where, okay, we do partners, and it was getting dirtier and more more need to, you know, you needed to win. And that's what kind of altered my path in the show. Like, I'm not gonna be getting picked off. I need an alliance, I need a strong one. And that's why we went to that's what took the direction it did.
Yep. And it was very popular with the viewers, obviously. Actively, I remember at the time, people were rooting for the Sovereign Six. There were very few people rooting for the Nerd Herd, unfortunately.
It was about a 96-4, about a 96% for us, 4% for them. And it was Summer of Secrets. And you know, they did all kinds of twists that year. I really thought when I was on the block with April after Janelle won the power of veto later, I thought they were going to do America's Vote. I'm like, oh, come on, man, do it. I'll stay, do it, because America was voting everybody for Janelle and all this other stuff. And
it's true.
And
I think psychologically that messed with the Nerd Herd too, is like when Janelle's winning America's stuff and like phone calls and God knows what else you guys are. You know, that America stuff, I think, gets in your head, right? Like, oh, they're being perceived. They like them, all that. And I think that made them spiral a bit, too.
I could feel the positive, and I'm sure they were feeling the negative. Like, when I won HOH the first time, I'm like, I could feel like this wave of energy rushing through me going, America likes that, because I just knew the way things are going. And I'm sure, like you said, is the joy I was feeling, they were probably feeling the opposite. Unfortunately, it's just the way it was. Everyone's got fans, and everyone's got, you know, who they want. And like how you and I talked about, like right now it's all power in the Big Brother 28 house, just like the last All-Star show, that alliance just kept winning and winning and winning. So if your favorite team is winning, you're like, okay, that's great, I love it. And if your team is losing, you're like, this sucks. But now you got a game, it's 35-35 in overtime, and they need to kick a field goal to win, and it's going back. Now it's exciting for everybody. And that's what Big Brother 6 part. Other than we had the wrong winner in the end. I mean, not from our side, what America wanted. Unfortunately, you could have crowned season six if we would have got Janelle in the end and won. You would have just crowned that season. But unfortunately, some of my blunders, which probably led to better TV, ended up kind of ruining our alliance.
Yeah, I was going to, let's bring it up real quick. We don't have to, you know, harp on it. But week five, obviously, you put up James and Sarah. Do you feel like you got duped by Maggie? Do you feel like it was in your best interest at the time? What do you think?
Or I've never watched that to this day. Well, I can't watch it. Did I get duped? No. Because if James would have came clean and said this and that, and Kacer was up in my ear about what James was doing, you know, swearing on the Bible, coming after me and April, Rachel. I was scared more than anything. I didn't play. I didn't know Big Brother that well.
Right.
April, I came up there and threatened me and all this. If I played Big Brother today and someone came up to my HOH and said, yeah, we're going to come after you if you don't do this, those are the people that would be right on the block immediately. But back in those days, I'm like, oh, we're going to all come after you if you don't do this. I was kind of scared, A. B, I did promise Maggie safety from the week before. That didn't mean I can't go after other people in her alliance. I didn't have to necessarily go after James and Sarah. I was so kind of like felt backstabbed by James. We made this alliance and now he's like kind of selling me out. Or at least I thought that.
Yeah.
Like, this is Big Brother. You don't know what the viewers are watching. So I'm like, oh crap. And all this stuff coming up. If James never crossed the line and none of that information ever got back to me, I would have friggin' laughed at Maggie saying, this is what we're, I would have laughed at it. So did I get duped? No. It was kind of fair. I didn't know the game. I thought the whole house was coming after me now. I thought James was up to no good. So you put it all together. You know, Rachel claims that she threw that HOH to me. That, you know, to this day, I wish she didn't because things would have changed. Yeah. I mean, I gave her the surfboard HOH, so it would have been a fair trade-off. So what would happen if I didn't do that? Our alliance would have won. We probably would have turned on each other. It probably wouldn't have been an enjoyable show.
Yeah, I mean, listen, hindsight is 20/20. Like, who knows what would happen? And we'll talk about All-Stars, but like, same thing. Like, a lot of you were brought back. Maybe it's different if it didn't go that way. So, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. But with Big Brother 6, a couple more questions. You know, obviously you had this beef with April. Where did that start? And like, any regrets about sort of that? Like, you guys have talked since then, I'm assuming. I mean, on the reunion, you were both there.
Her happy birthday was last week. I just wish her happy birthday. Yeah, I love Rachel. I mean, April. I've had fights with my mom, my best friend, my dad. That's life. That's life. You get in fights with people, even with people that you love. Now you throw people and lock them in a house and you're saying you can win money if you do this and betray this person. That's going to happen. The reason my anger was focused on her, she was the only person of that alliance that ever threatened me. You're going to do this or this. Or she's the only person that ever came and negatively said, this is going to happen if this doesn't happen, or you're going to do that if you don't do this. So when I became, you know, when they drew the final line in the sand and backstab Kacer, I just took it all out of her, hoping that they would crumble from within, just focusing on her. And that's where that came from. She's the only one that ever said, you know what, Howie, if you don't do this, we're going to come after you, or this can happen. She's the only one that ever like threatened me with any type of game decision. None of them ever was aggressive towards me in that way ever. She was the only one. So when I got a little mad for a couple of days, she was the one that I focused all my anger on. And we became friends again in the house. In Sequester, we were roommates. We were cool. We were friends. She took me out for Chinese about 10 years ago. Maybe it's longer than that. She came to Chicago. We hung out. I've seen her at a couple Big Brother, you know, events over the years. Either it was Temecula or LA, or I'm trying to think. Or you know, it's been so many events over the years. But, oh, yeah, no, we're good. We talk. Oh, yeah. I love her. Absolutely. Do I regret some of the things I did? Yeah, of course I did. Do I regret going after her, like, because she was the one coming after me for the most part? No, it's part of the game. But some of the personal things, yeah, I could do without that. But it was all subjective. It was all my opinion. That's all it was. I wasn't objective by any means. A lot of these people attack objectively. I attack subjectively. That's my opinion that you're this or that. That's my opinion that you're this or that. So that's what it comes down to.
You know what, Howie, there is something I want to ask you and want to clear up, because I don't know if this is a rumor or what. There, I saw somewhere, maybe it was on the Big Brother Wiki, that people say that you meant to vote for Yvette, not Maggie. Is that true?
I wanted to vote for Yvette because in my early days of Big Brother, it was like, oh, you won HOH, you're the better player. Like before I ever watched Big Brother, like, hey, watch Big Brother 3. When I was in sequester somewhere, they gave me some Big Brother 5s to watch. But when Lisa beat Danielle and then HOH, I'm like, oh, that's the best player. She beat her. Looking back, Danielle is one of the greatest Big Brother players of all time. I think Lisa's great. I love Lisa. I love Danielle. Nowadays, I would have voted on Danielle as the superior game player and as the better. You know, obviously, the jury was tainted because they all watched her back in the day and they changed the rule.
Yep.
Going back to our Big Brother 6, all year, all season, Janelle and Kacer wanted to take out of that. I'm like, I don't think she's that good, man. Take the person out, leave her. I don't think she's that good. Whether you want to count it to, there's 6 players left, she started winning or whatever. She got her mojo. She started winning in the end, won that veto, won that final HOH, took Maggie. So I'm like, oh, she's the better player. She was great. Maggie, she won an event, threw an event. Yeah, average player. So I wanted to vote for Yvette. So we get to sequester, and Rachel's like, if you vote for Yvette, I will never talk to you again. And I'm like, no, she's a better player. She drilled into me for about 3-4 days. You are voting for Maggie. Hindsight, Maggie played an amazing game. I'm glad that I voted for her. Because looking back, she had 5 people swarm to protect her. Who in Big Brother history had 5 people? Maybe Paul in one of his seasons had everybody playing for Maggie. But Rachel convinced me because Yvette gave Rachel a nasty goodbye message, which was a $450,000 mistake. That was a $450,000 goodbye message that she did. Yvette's mom confronted me in the backyard after the show and said, you wanted to vote for Yvette and Rachel convinced you otherwise. And I'm like, yeah, pretty much. That's what happened. So, yeah, I wanted to vote for Yvette and Rachel convinced me otherwise. But looking back, I think some other people would change their vote now too. I think Maggie played a masterful game looking back. I mean, you had 5 people sworn to protect her. Really? I'll sign up right tomorrow.
I've rewatched that season a few times. And obviously in real time, I was reading for the Sovereign 6. I hated the Nerd Herd. I was in high school? I don't know. And yeah, like looking back, watching that season, Maggie was a very, very good player. Like it's wild how the edit also made us kind of hate them too. But interesting. Okay, so
that would have never happened. James always harps on me. You know, the Maggie HOH week, all this stuff. When Maggie was next to Cappy on the block, I wanted Maggie gone. I said she's the better player. I want her gone, and it's a no-brainer. You guys will be chasing after Eric Cappy in the future weeks. I wanted Maggie gone, and the house, my people didn't agree with me. So you know what? Everything would have ceased to exist right there. She would have been gone. We wouldn't have had those future problems. So as much as I made a mistake with the James and Sarah week, this and that, I wanted Maggie gone weeks earlier, and no one agreed with me. So we could point the finger at that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I said, hindsight's 20/20. Did you ever talk to Yvette about that?
Yvette won't speak to me to this day because of it. I went to the VH1 Big and 05 event, November, December of 05, 2-3 months after my show, Big Brother 6. I sat right down next to me. She said, it was me, her, James, Kacer, maybe the 4 of us. Yvette would not even, hardly look at me, wouldn't even speak to me. And I think on your chat, or it was Evil Dick's chat, she was on there and she was kind of indirectly speaking to me. And that's the closest I've come to Yvette, other than being at the VH1 Big and 05 event, she would not talk to me. Oh, and then in All Stars, she came out with her brother or something to Boogie's Club Les Deux, and we were all there, and she won't talk to me. Won't talk to me.
Yeah, I feel like on the reunion we did a couple years ago, I have to go back and look. I agree with you. I feel like you guys were maybe indirectly talking, but I didn't notice that you didn't directly talk. That's interesting.
There was not any direct, like, hey, Yvette, how you been? Or come visit me. Or let's hang. She was like kind of speaking about me and I was kind of speaking about her. And it just wasn't to each other directly.
Got it. I mean, to be fair, she was the sole vote to evict you too. So it's
I was just actually about to say that. You got rid of me on your HOH week. So what's going on here? I granted you a chance of, you know, going with me and Janelle, and I mean, it worked out for her, but I mean,
yeah,
she put me up, sent me home, voted me out. So yeah, it's a game.
Well, you know, I want to talk about BB7. Was that an easy yes for you? What made you say yes? Obviously playing back to back is a lot, but I feel like in that time, it was such a big show that was it an honor to be asked back? Did you have to think about it?
No, it's an honor. And I actually wanted to go back, but I think it's a mistake. Like going in the All-Star house, talking with Jace is like, I could still see it in you. You haven't been decompressed yet. Like I could have gone back the season after his Big Brother 5. You need some time. I mean, look at Janelle. She won everything. She done. I was traveling around thinking I was a celebrity, getting paid to go to weddings and birthday parties, eating pasta, traveling around. And, you know, the year before I was taking college classes, my mind was sharp. You know, I was in the gym. I mean, I started training again, but for All-Stars, but I wasn't there mentally and physically. And it showed in a lot of those events. And then I wanted to go back really bad. 9 months later, I'm moving right back in the house after moving out of the six house.
A lot.
Looking back, I wish I had another 5-6 years to decompress like Boogie and Will after Big Brother 2. No, it's a lot, but I mean, I'm making excuses for me. Janelle went in there and friggin' dominated a year later, 9 months later. So I wasn't ready physically and mentally, or I don't want to say emotionally, but I wanted to go back. It was an honor. And I pretty much knew I was going back. So I remember at the Big Brother 6 finale, we used to do a rap party out there on the lot. We used to have rap parties out there. And you know, one of the producers, I forget which, it's been a long time, is like, well, I'll see you at the All-Star. And I'm like, he walked away. I'm like, see you at the All-Star? When is that? I didn't know. We're doing an All-Star show next year. And that's what he said to me. And yeah, so I was honored to come back. As much as looking back, hindsight, like you said, I wish it was a few more years removed. I would have understood Big Brother better. I hopefully would have been better mentally and physically, more prepared.
Yeah, back-to-back is tough. But at the you guys were also, it's weird. You were set up well because you had the numbers going, you know, other members of the Sovereign Six. But at the same time, you were an immediate target. So, like, it's a complicated thing, right? It's like you get the advantage of numbers, but then, okay, you guys are the house targets immediately. Was that tough?
Oh, there was immediate stress because, like, yeah, we got all four of us. We were all excited to come back with us. But now, I mean, they were all gunning for us. I mean, a lot, the dichotomy of Big Brother, like the Brigade and Big Brother, I don't know, are they 12 or 13?
12.
It was a 12?
Yep.
They were amazing. And you could argue that they're one of the best alliances of all time. But they had tremendous help because the whole house is like, Brendan and Rachel, Brendan and Rachel. There's always that thing out there to track everybody else. Like, maybe I'm being biased because I'm watching from home, but if I would have saw four guys working out together every day, I'd be like, well, what's going on with those four? And no one paid any attention to that because they're like, I got to get Rachel and Brendan out. For us, they were all gunning for us. But I'm like, well, Nokomis can win. We got to get her out of the way. And then there's Chill Town. So it's like, who do we go after? The whole house is gunning for the four of us. And it was stressful as heck. If I could have hung on to that spider web, maybe things would have been different. But hey, I was outgunned that day by Erica and Danny. I was in a lot of pain hanging out of that thing. But like, okay, if we come out after Chilltown first, then Nokomis starts winning the HOHs. She's taking us out. So yeah, it was like a house of cards, Sharon. One of them, you know, as soon as the second we lost power, what happened?
Yep.
We were on the block the second. So we won the first four, kept it boring for the audience, but we were keeping us safe. At least Janelle, James, and Casey were keeping us safe. So yeah, it was stressful. I mean, I was stressed in Big Brother 6. This one was more stressful because, like, all right, it's the second time around. You know, I thought the red carpet was out for us because we're the Big Brother 6 people, and you know, we were so awesome the year before. And how dare you treat me like this? And yeah, they were all gunning for us, man. It made it even more difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny you said boring because it's true. Like if that happens today, we're bored, but I think it's always biased based on who the audience liked, and the audience really liked season 6. So I think if I recall, it wasn't like we were like, oh, this is boring because you guys are in power. We're like, oh, our favorite players are doing well. Like, it's so interesting how like we all just are so results oriented in the Big Brother community.
I really think that every cast is pretty good. But then it cut, like Big Brother 5, in my opinion, had an amazing cast.
Okay.
But Holly, huge personality, gone. Scott, huge personality, gone. Jace, huge personality, gone. It's like, okay, is this as exciting? So that's what it comes down to. I think we had a lot of our good people, you know, go a long way in Big Brother 6. And then that's why the producers started getting their hands more involved. Evil Dick, I loved him. And America loved him. The producers loved him. So they had a twist to keep him go. To this day, I told Evil Dick, you owe us some money for we helped you win that one. And then later years, you know, Rachel is arguably one of the greatest players of all time. But, you know, they got like a whatever the box twist thing where she won the
Pandora's box.
Pandora's box. Those things are set aside to kind of help the fan favorite go ahead. And so, yeah. So like, and
it happens.
Big Brother geared everything to help us. I know they did. And I still squandered Big Brother 6 away, but I wanted to, if you just could have, when me and April up, make America vote that week, one more summer, a secret twist. But yeah, they want to control the narrative because the fans want to enjoy the show. And I totally get it. So is, yeah, the production and the fans, they wanted to go a certain way because it is a TV show. And
of course,
4 weeks of All-Stars from my vantage point was awesome. But if you hated us, you know, you're like, this is a boring show. And I totally get it. And just like the All-Star show a couple of years ago, that I don't think that alliance ever lost power until Danielle came after Tyler. I mean, that was the only that's the first breach, I think.
Yeah, can I ask you real quick, what did you think about Kacer and Janelle going back in? What did you think of their performance? I mean, they didn't do themselves any favors. They definitely messed up, but they had an immediate target on their back.
Oh, they were like us four coming in 20 years earlier, 15 years earlier. They were all gunning. Hey, we'll take out the old people that, you know, let's just
everyone
get them
loves.
It was this close, though. Janelle almost won that HO. She was this close. That changes the whole dichotomy that season. Kacer was this close to winning his HOH. That changes. I mean, it's like football. It's a game of inches. What did Lyric a couple weeks ago? She beat someone by one. Beat Kamu by one on the pickleball.
Pickleball.
I mean, it's a game of inches, and it was that close. I mean, when you had whatever it was, 16 people. So 14 people are gunning for Kacer and Janelle. I mean, what are your odds? You know what I mean? So if they would have pulled off those wins by this much, that changes the whole dichotomy of Big Brother. And that's what you want, the dichotomy to work out for, I guess we want to say, our fan, I want this hero to go the distance. Everyone likes the show. Where if the villain's winning, you know, which happens in so many seasons, the big personality's gone or the villain's winning, you don't like it. And that's how I think the seasons are judged. I think season 6 is judged because all these people we love, they got pretty far and made it entertaining. Whereas other seasons, the person America is not pulling for, and they get, you know, it's like, okay, it's like blah, or the new word, meh, it's meh.
Yeah. One of the things I also want to ask you about is, and I've been told this, I think, directly from the horse's mouth, but like there was a lot of pre-gaming for BB7, obviously, because everyone sort of knew what the deal was. There was rumors. I don't even know if Will told me this. I don't remember, or if it was just a rumor, but I'm pretty sure he saw like the call list, him and Boogie are like calling people up pre-gaming. I think Danielle Rice told me she didn't pre-game because she's more of a rule follower. Everyone's just like has different, you know, memories of this. What did you had to know who was going in there? Who did you talk to? And what was like sort of the pre-game?
Obviously seeing the clip of the top 20, I think they played it the week before. I knew who was coming back. And, you know, and I knew in my mind, you know, back in those days, there's only 6 seasons. I knew pretty much within a reason who was coming back. But I told nobody, not even my dad, until the last moment that I was going. If you had the lotto numbers, Sharon, are you going to share them with people? No, you're going to keep those numbers and you're going to play the lotto and win it. So I have a lot of integrity, maybe too much. When I was living in the Big Brother All-Star House in Cabo San Lucas, I'd go for a jog around the neighborhood. Some car pulls up to me. Oh, Howie, what do you know? We love you. We're so sad you got a victim. Do not tell me what's going on. Don't tell me. That's how much integrity I play with. I didn't want to know what was going on in the Big Brother game. And I've been evicted now, you know, for many, many weeks, a couple weeks. So Big Brother All-Stars, I told no one. Because like Janelle was trying, Janelle and like Kaser, and they were trying to get things out of me. Like, yeah, we're what are you doing this summer? Like, I didn't tell any of them. They didn't know until that segment came on. I don't think I even told my mom and dad until last second. I wasn't pre-gaming, but I knew a lot.
Knew your allies were in there, so it's
allies were going there, and they had my back. I think for the most part. And, James, I'm just kidding, James. I love you. I had to figure Will and Boogie. Yeah, like you didn't pregame, or Erica. I heard was dating Boogie. Like, okay, they got some backing together. So I heard about the Jace and Diane, Mr. and Mrs. Smith alliance. Was that true? I felt it's a tremendous disadvantage to me that they're all pre-gaming, talking about their strategy before going into the show, which I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that whatsoever. I know it was going on, and I knew that they probably did it again back on Big Brother, the last All-Star show. Big Brother 21, what was that? Big Brother
22.
Big Brother 22. They were all doing it. So I think like Danielle Donato, like all her alliance she had, they were pre-gaming. So it takes away from the fun. It takes away from the reality of it all. You want to have that, hey, Final Four. You want to have that in the house. You don't want to have that. That takes away from the social game of Big Brother. But I don't know. I'm sure some of those pregame alliances got turned around and they went after each other. I don't know. But I was big on it. I signed the NDA because they actually, I think it was Don Woolman said, it was before All-Stars, he contacted me and said, yeah, there's a lot of people talking about, hey, I'm going back on Big Brother All-Stars, and your name came up as one of them, Howie. You cannot be telling people. And I wasn't. But that was just his way of shaking me up a little bit and holding me to form and serve, because I wasn't telling anybody. And he called me out as going around going, I'm on Big Brother All-Stars. And I wasn't. But they were they wanted to, create the fair and keep that everything protected. Because, no, I didn't pregame. I didn't have any pre-alliances. I knew my peeps were going in, so I was – they were going to have Janelle and Kaser had my back last season. I don't see why they wouldn't do it again. I had to move things over with James a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it happens every sort of season on all these reality shows. I think it's a double-edged sword. I think it works out for some people. I think it burns other people. So I don't even know what the right answer is there. Obviously, NDAs, be careful. But who knows?
Karen, I don't think you can stop it.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Unless you...
No. No.
Sequester people for a year, which is not—that's not viable. It's not likely. It's not normal. You're gonna have people talk, and it is what it is. You can only do so much.
Yeah, I have a couple more questions about BB7. I feel like you and Chicken George had like a good relationship. Then you sort of felt betrayed by him. He put you on the block during his HOH. What did that? You were pissed. Talk to me about Chicken George. Did you guys ever talk? Like, how are you guys? Yeah, all that.
I just talked to Georgie the other day. Yeah, I love Georgie. But we've been talking. We're cool. I've been.
I love it.
Yeah, I think the last time I saw George was at, remember Cale Harbick, Big Brother 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go to some, that's what got me into Bigfooting out there in Oregon. But we used to go to some excursions at her place. And I think I saw Georgie there. But the last time I saw him, that might be. And that's going back like 09, 2010. So I want to see him. So hopefully I get together with him soon. But I'm going to miss him in Chicago next couple of weeks. Okay, so we were great. I was never coming after him on All-Stars. people wanted to put him up for, I don't know. Oh, because he's sweeping up and we're just going to give him a check. Bro, let him do his thing, bro. There's big targets here. But he ended up being a pretty good player. He played in the veto and whipped everyone's butt. That Jace, James, Boogie, Dr. Will, some of the biggest badasses in history. And he took them all down, man.
Yeah.
So he learned his life in that house, you know, as long as he did. We were good friends. Now, there's something that's going to be controversial forever. It's too late for any type of financials now. It's been so long. But Boogie won that coup d'etat. You were not that. I don't know what the rules are today. But then you cannot tell people, I have this power.
Nope.
In that red room, he's like, there's a power, George, in this game that could change the game forever. Are you willing to take that risk? In my opinion, that's you shouting out, I have the power.
In so many words, yes.
Arnold Shapiro talked about it like, well, there was a controversy about it. And I think it is a controversy because I think I was completely safe until Boogie said, hey, I have. But then again, if he had it, if George doesn't put me up, I'm sure he uses the power. So what's the big deal anyway? You know what I mean? So like if he nominates Dr. Will and whoever, who was up that week? It was Erica and James. James came down. So if he puts up Dr. Will next to Erica, he probably takes the coup d'etat and uses it right there. Puts Janelle and me up and votes Janelle out or whatever.
It's a good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a mute point. Like you said, that was probably a rule breaker. That's the reason I went home. But I think either way, Boogie would have used the power, which I don't know. I guess he was just trying to barter it for longer. And like you said, it's a moot point. No, George and I were cool, but I think Boogie got in his head with that illegal little power twist there, and that's what got me sent home. And I was pissed about it. And I'm kind of mad because if you watch the HOH that Chicken George won, oh, Howie this, or it was all about Big Brother 6. If you just pick a Big Brother 6 person, everyone was favorite. Like, who'd you rather party with, Boogie or Howie? Boogie's like, oh, I'm the party guy, but they love Howie, not Boogie at the time. I just should have voted anyway with the fan favorites, and I didn't. I would have been in the tiebreaker, maybe even won that HOH. So I didn't think things through too much, and then obviously it showed on screen.
You voted for Boogie to win. Did you ever consider Erica or no?
I eliminated Erica and Marcellus from voting in week 2 or 3 when I'm like, these two are just hanging out with us. We have a target on our back week to week. And I remember Erica saying, well, yeah, I don't need it yet. Maybe to come. Like, bro, you're potentially aligned with us, you're saying. And everyone is coming after us. And you think maybe in 3 or 4 weeks you want to win? That doesn't help us. You lost already. In my eyes, her and Marcellus lost in week 2, 3, or 4 when they're with us, but they don't care to win. They're just going to hide in the background and float and coast to the end. No. So, no, I never considered voting for her. Was I pissed at Boogie and Will at the time? Yeah, I was. I mean, like I said, we were Big Brother royalty a year before. We had the red card. We were Big Brother 6, so I didn't feel like, how dare you? How dare you, come after me? That was the thinking back in those days. It's kind of ignorant, but whatever. It was reality.
No, it is reality. That's, I mean, listen, this happens a lot. Like every season, you feel like a lot of players, especially back in the day, because you guys were like celebrities. Like it was huge. You know, it's a little different now, but it totally makes sense. I want to ask about Dr. Will. You guys have the funniest relationship in there. And then obviously you were on the same episode a couple weeks ago. Have you talked to Will and what is your relationship like today?
I mean, I love Dr. Will. I mean, after Big Brother All Star, and everyone's like, oh, evil Dr. Will. I met him for lunch a couple times. I never paid. He picked up the check. He's like, bro, I got you. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He's cool. I went, I never got Botox from him. I think I had like sunspots over the years. I'd go in, he'd zap them off of me. My girlfriend at the time, you know how girls like their earrings kind of pull on their ears a little bit, open
them
up.
She got that stitch.
Yeah, he did it for free. He worked on her, fixed her. Dr. Will's amazing. I didn't break my NDA because I messaged him after my filming and then we started talking and they told me like, oh yeah, you and Will, we worked there at the same time for it. But then I'm like, hey, I'm here now. Let's get together. But he was going out of town or I would have got together with him because I haven't seen him in quite some time. I think I, you know, we'd go meet out at Boogie's Club probably like maybe as late as 07, maybe as late as 08. But then I moved out of California, so I wasn't in the area anymore. But we text, like, I won't hear from him for 4 months. And then he'll shoot me some joke, and or I'll shoot him some joke. And he invited me when COVID hit, like 20, I had just moved to Texas, and he had his virtual Christmas party, and it wasn't Flavor Flav. It was Little John was hosting it. So I'm on this thing. It looks like the Hollywood, like it looks like the Brady Bunch on there. The virtual Christmas party. And Little John's like, Hurricane Howie's giving me a shot. I'm like, wow. And Dr. Will's telling, he's like, you hear your shout out? I'm like, oh yeah, bro. Thank you. That's awesome. So I was on a virtual Christmas party about 5 years ago. It was pretty fun. And Little John was giving me some shout outs on it. So yeah, we're cool. I don't live in LA. And I haven't seen him in a long time. One of these days I'll get together with him.
I love that.
Yeah, we had a fun. It was, you know, I went in there and like I thought this guy was the greatest of all time, and he was to this day. I think he's up there with anybody that's ever played. Because he played pre-Vito. You know, you just had to talk your way out of it. That's amazing. You know, he's up there with the Dans, with the Derricks, with the Rachels, with the Janelles, with the Codys. I mean, if he's not in someone's top five, then I don't think they know Big Brother. So he's up there with anybody of all time. And we had an interesting relationship in the house. I tried to, you know, get under his skin to kind of take him away from his game, but I don't think anybody can really do that. But outside the house, yeah, we're cool. I love him. I love him. He's one of my favorite players of all time. I think arguably he's the most entertaining house guest probably ever. He's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask, when was the last time that you watched your seasons, or how did you watch your seasons back?
I'll go years in between, but then I'll put on some highlights, or I'll watch an episode here and there. I think just last week I watched like when Janelle wins HOH and I run around the corner like, yeah, because that was one of the happiest weeks of my life. So you got this week going on. I'm fighting with April. I'm fighting with everybody. Janelle's fighting with everybody. We just got backstabbed. Kacer goes out the door. We're geared up for HOH. And like, it gets to the point where it's Janelle, Bo, and April. And, you know, if we lose that tiebreaker, I'm probably going home. You know,
yeah.
I just attacked April all week. I'm getting voted out. And it went from like, did Janelle winning? I mean, maybe that's ignorance. Maybe that's pathetic. Maybe that's joy. Arguably, one of the happiest days of my life is caught on video. Because I went from getting booted to the ultimate depression to his head, like catching that Hail Mary pass in the end zone in the Super Bowl to pull off the victory. And I was happy as I've ever been. I could feel adrenaline rushing through my body like I've never seen or had since. It was an amazing day for me. Maybe it's pathetic. Maybe it's joyous. Whatever. I appreciate that moment. And that was just freaking awesomeness when that happened. What led me there? I can't remember. What'd I go there, Sharon?
Just because I was asking if you watched the season back. And I remember that too. That was a crazy fun week for as a viewer too, because you know you got Janelle and you screaming, celebrating, give me the key, bitch. So many good moments. So many good moments.
For TV purposes, she said more than that, but that's what they said.
Yeah. Do you remember, speaking of, real quick, I forgot to ask, the huge blowout between Bo and Janelle?
Oh yeah. The reason why they got so close to in their face, I was brushing my teeth and I went to spit it out, or I was kind of keeping them at bay. But then you see me running after Kacer's gets in there, because they were going at it. But I went to brush my teeth. I got to go spit this out. And then they got kind of boom in each other's faces. I totally remember that day. Yeah.
Wild.
That was funny as heck, man. Yeah.
Now they're like best friends.
Oh, they're best friends. Production said, Howie, take Janelle to the gold room. Vet, take Bo to the HOH room. Yeah, they were separating us. And I think we had that one under control between me and Kacer, between, you know, breaking up Janelle and Bo. I thought we had that one under control. I wasn't super – I mean, they got pissed, though. They got – at first it was funny. They're throwing barbs at each other, and then they got heated. So, yeah, they would have started – probably ended up on the ground fighting or throwing punches. But I remember that. Yeah. That was funny. That was all part of the same blur of me in the kitchen and Janelle yelling at April. And, yeah, and Janelle and April going at it, yeah, trading insults. Fun times, man.
Oh my gosh. It feels like yesterday, but it was so long ago. It's so weird.
I can't believe that that was 21 years ago. I can't believe
me either. That. I don't feel like I'm that old, Howie.
No, you're not. Neither am I, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there. But I mean, yeah. Snap my fingers. That's 20 years. I don't want to snap my fingers now. Now I'll be 75. Jeez.
I know. I have a few more questions before we wrap up here. How accurate do you feel your TV edit was? How did you feel about how you were portrayed on TV? Do you feel like it was accurate? Were you upset at all at some of the scenes? Were you like, oh, this is just me? Like anything about the edit itself?
I think I got a great edit. I think I got a great edit. I think I got a great edit with the with host Navito about 3 weeks ago because I wasn't myself. I went in there after seeing like Devins didn't hug Taylor. She got all weirded out, and I'm like, what if I run up to Angela? Did I put a target on her? So when I went in there, I was just like, oh, I don't know about who I should. I don't know if I want to engage with these people because I'm all worried about messing up their game. So I wasn't going in there like, because you had Yash. And Drew were like, Super Bowl, baby. They were yelling that more at the Vito when we were competing in the arena there. But I wasn't doing all that because I just didn't want to, like, mess up someone's game and put a target on it. I, like, felt like, oh, no, because they're so sensitive now. I'm like, so I didn't go in there all craziness.
That's funny.
I'm like, they made me look amazing. I mean, thank you, brother, for that wonderful Big Brother 28 episode 4 edit. You made me look amazing. And I gave them 2 summers of magic. Back in 05 and 06, and they made it up to me, making me look really good. And I appreciate them bringing me back for their milestone season because they'll have their 1,000th episode August 27th. More primetime episodes than any show in television history. So I mean, for Big Brother 6 and 7, I think they gave me a good edit. I thought it was pretty legit. You know, they took the best of like the Howie April fights and made it look good.
Okay.
And I'll be straight honest with you. You could go watch all the feeds. You're not going to find anything there's a few things, you know, Sharon, but you're not going to find anything that's like, this guy's a bad person. I don't feel that I talk that way and that I'm not that way compared to, you know, we're not going to name anything, but seasons pass, they get a little crazy and they got rules now for certain behavior because of the way, you know, certain house guests were in the past. So my edit, I mean, I thought it was good. Maybe they made me look like a better game player than I actually was. I mean, no, thinking about it though, I'm like, I was always trying to win these events. I did throw the first HOH and gave it to Rachel on the surfboard.
You did.
Yeah, technically, I say I did throw an event. So, yeah. So maybe I'm a good player, Sharon.
Well, I want to ask real quick because you mentioned going back to set. And I know because I've been there that like there's a lot of people who worked there back in the day. Like they're still there. When you went back, was it weird? Was it like high school seeing people that you hadn't seen? Did you recognize people? Did you not?
Yeah, I recognize a few of them.
You don't have to name names, but like, yeah, you know, some of the people that were.
Yeah, some of them were like, oh, bro, you're my favorite of all time, man. And taking pictures of me. When I was filming in the kitchen, you know, when they're at the dining table time machine doing my stuff. Yep. And, you know, I'd be talking to Big Brother up there on the camera and I'd be like, okay, BB. What was that, BB? Thanks, BB. And the producer goes, it was like the good old days. And I was always like, thanks, BB. Like, thanks, Big Brother. Will be like, thanks, BB. Thanks. Like, making fun of me. Like, oh, because I'm always thanking Big Brother for things. And I was doing that again. I'm like, thanks, BB. Oh, yeah. I'll stand over here, BB. And they're like, oh, he goes, it reminded me of the good old days because you'd always be like, thanks, BB. So, yeah, it was kind of surreal.
That's funny. And, yeah, it's got to feel weird. Is,
you know, I've been in front of the house. Obviously, I've been in the house. I never got the tour like I know that you've had because I've seen you on some of your things. Like, you know, inside the house, like when they sent me in through the storage room, I've never entered the storage room other than being in the Big Brother house. I'm like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And in there, I'm like, wow, this room looks smaller than I remember it. And then I always thought like the diary room, you don't see anybody. But I thought they were all like behind the wall because I remember on some of my things that I hear them all laughing and everything else. I didn't know where it was coming from. But, you know, you walk in the house, the dining rooms are right there. You just walk by, there's a little window. There it is. And you're in the hallway. And it's pretty cool. I didn't go upstairs the total tour, but yeah, they took me around and I'm like, oh, well, it kind of made me look at it as like, well, it's like, it is like I'm a hamster watching. I'm watching these people in there now. And it's a game going on. And I'm like, it kind of scared me. Like, wow, I don't know if I could be a part of that. It's like, it's a real game. Like, you're not just living in a house, having fun and competing. It's like, I'm like, wow, man, it was a different view that I never had before. It was really cool. I remember the green room kind of a little bit. I remember when they took me to, they showed me the front of the house. I remember that little hallway to go, you know, when you're moving in and bringing me over. I'm like, oh, I remember that now. So that was really cool. I didn't go in the backyard. I was looking at the window. I probably could have walked around more and, you know, until they told me to get on my spot. But I was just like, this is kind of cool. I was just like, this is surreal. They got a dinosaur hanging over the diary room now. This is pretty awesome, man.
It's kind of weird.
I'm standing there. I hear all this, like, I hear this, like, this water bubbling. I'm like, what the hell is that? It scared, startled me. It was the coffee maker right behind me. I don't think we had a coffee maker. I thought someone was, like, boiling pasta. Forgot to take it off. It startled me. It was, like, right behind me in the kitchen thing, and some water was boiling. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, oh, that's a coffee machine. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Oh, that's got to feel so weird. I guess I was, you know, I have a few more questions. Who do you still keep in touch with? Is there anyone that you don't have not talked to since the finale of season 6 or 7 from those casts?
You know, with social media, it makes it so easy to stay in touch, like your high school people, your college people, your Big Brother fraternity people. So I went to events for years. And then when I got into TV back in 2015, I started doing Bigfooting, and I was, you know, just going to see, I stopped going to all the Big Brother events. So I lost touch with a lot of the newer ones, whereas they'll still reach out to me. Hey, Howie, huge fan. And, you know, so some of them I haven't met yet, but I just talked to on social media, or I think on one of these chats, I don't know if it was yours or someone, I talked to, like, Josh Martinez. Oh, I want to play with you. Like, I've only met Josh Martinez on, like, this, like you right here, face to face.
Yeah.
There was a fan one time that called me with, like, Devon, and I FaceTimed with Devon. I've never met her, but I just talked to her, like, on the phone, like, hey, Devon, what's up? I think I talked with Keanu on the phone, or someone called me with him, and I talked with him. But a lot of these people I haven't met physically, because I stopped going to a lot of these events over the years. I got along with everyone in our house. I was actually cool with the vet. We were friends all season. We hung out. Now we got along perfectly. When I didn't vote for her, she cut me out of her life. I can't control that. You know, I would have been friends with her for life. I mean, like, it was a game to me, but she took it a little differently. I have a hard time with Nokomis liking her for the fact that when she came in the Big Brother All-Star house, she looked at me as the Jace to her season, the loudmouth jock. So I felt like she was going to come after me just for that, in my opinion, a personal reason, and not like how he's preventing me from winning $1 million, whatever the money, $500,000. I felt like she would have, like, I was ecstatic when Kaser won that HOH over her, because I was like, oh, no. Because Julie called her first. And, oh, no, excuse me, it's Kaser. I was like, it was another one. I went like, whoa, whoa, from depression to the highest of climbing the mountain, because she would have put me right up for personal reasons. Like, oh, I don't like this guy because he's the Jace. He's the loudmouth jock guy. That's I felt that's the view that she had with me or against me. So because of that, I kind of harbored, like, a little bit of bad feelings with her. But I mean, if I saw her, I'm cool with Cowboy or Brother. I mean, other than that, I got along with everybody. It's not like I didn't get along with her, but I just felt she harbored personal interest of getting rid of me, because Jace was with me in that season. I reminded her of Jace from Big Brother 5, and that's why she'd come after me. I don't know. Well, no, yeah, I get along with everybody. I mean, I'm not going to name names. There's people I rooted for. I don't know if I really like this person that much. There's people that I hated, and I meet them or talk them. I love them. I like this person. I'm not going to name names. I like this person. I got along with everyone I ever played with, and it's a game. The Big Brother will make you do any house guest you've ever interviewed. They're going to tell you're going to do things you probably normally or might not do in your real life, or you're going to challenge and fight someone. You're going to get in arguments with your boss, and hopefully you settle it so you don't get fired. And it's just the way it is. Big Brother just does that. It's the ultimate social experiment. They throw you in there from all ethnicity, religion, walks of life, places in different parts of the country, and they see how it how y'all interact. And that's why we continue to watch it, whether it's enjoyable or not. It's a guilty pleasure. And I got to watch every episode, whether I'm enjoying it or not. It's just the nature of it, Sharon.
Yep. Yep. There was a report many years ago that you turned down Big Brother Canada. Can you talk to me about that? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you the realest version possible. This is exactly what happened. I started in Joplin, Missouri as a weather guy in May 11th, 2015. I might have been there a year. So I think this is now 2016. I never used my landline phone or messages really. It was always my cell phone or my emails or my Facebook. I have this blinking thing on here and I finally check it. And I get this message. Hey, Howie, you met me at the Big Brother Canada 2 finale. I didn't know who you were. I know who you are now, but I got an idea. I want to talk to you. And I think that message was 2-3 weeks early that I found it finally. So I called them. I called her finally. She's like, oh, yeah, you didn't get back to me. We had to go in another direction. But then I find out they bring Jason with that Australian guy to vote him back and to go on Big Brother Canada 4.
Yeah.
So inadvertently, they went another direction. If they would have got a hold of me, I don't think I still would have done it. Because I got in my weather career and if I go to the show and I get evicted in 3 weeks, now I don't have a job. Like I would have done that respect, but they were calling me because they wanted me to be the person to try to get voted on for Big Brother 4. So I'm not, so that's exactly what happened, but they were calling me to do the show. So yeah, I did pass it up. Technically, I did pass it up. I wouldn't have done it even if I called her the second. She left a message on my voicemail on my work. I never checked that phone. Like if she would have called me directly, I would have had the immediate conversation, but I would have had to decline it. Yeah. So yeah, they wanted me to go on Big Brother Canada 4. That would have been fun. But I just, if Big Brother would have called me then too, I couldn't have done it. I just started. I was under contract. My boss was a little mad with me going to do this one, but it worked out because it was on CBS, which we are a CBS station. No, but Big Brother Canada, yeah, they wanted me to do the show. Because I was on Big Brother Canada 2's finale show. I went to watch it and during the commercial break, she's like talking to people and I was being myself and talking. And yeah, so she called me like the next year or whatever, a year and a half later, to want to do Big Brother Canada 4, which I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think Ace lost the vote to that Australian guy. I talked to a lot of people that are like, hey, Howie, we would have got you the votes. You would have got in, but I don't know.
That kind of leads me to like the whole wrapping up the conversation is like, where are you now? And is Big Brother something you would ever consider if they called you?
Well, I'm the chief meteorologist here in Northern California. And I mean, I hope to advance up the chain. Like, my goal is to be a national weather guy one day. We'll see what happens. I got a lot to learn and improve on, and I'm doing that every day. I don't know if it was in between. I was under I am under contract, so I had a little bit of a tussle with my boss here too. But it's CBS. It worked out, and everything was good. Would I do it again if they called me? I'd probably want to do it, but I don't know. Like after, like you said, I was walking around, and they're going, "Oh, I don't know. This looks kind of rough nowadays." But they do got older people in the house. I mean,
I feel like Big Brother 30 could be All Stars. Let's say that. Outside of work, let's say work had nothing to do with it, would you say yes?
Probably. I mean, okay. I'll be honest. I mean, out of all the milestones of my life, Big Brother's in my top five of enjoyable, great times in my life. Seeing Bigfoot, scuba diving, being a weather guy, Big Brother. No, it's right up there with anything I've ever did or accomplished in life. It's fun as all heck. It's a unique experience. There's only 300 of us USA of all time that's ever played Big Brother, USA Big Brother. And I just think it's a unique experience that I had. I mean, a lot of people will divide their life from a tragedy or a great moment. I mean, I think my life's kind of divided in half before Big Brother, after Big Brother. My mindset kind of goes there. I think it's a milestone of my life. I had the time of my life playing both times. I had the time of my life going back last month. They had the time getting together with my Big Brother alumni are some of my greatest fun time stories, you know, for TV or not for TV. I mean, great encounters and experiences that we've had. I mean, I've had a lot of fun. So for you to ask me, like, if Big Brother 30 is an all-star show, and I bet my money on it too, it's probably going to be one. If they call me back, I mean, I couldn't rule it out, Sharon. I mean, I couldn't rule it out. You got to take that shot, man.
Yeah. I love to hear that, Howie, because that was, I always ask my guests on these memory walls, like, the last question always is Big Brother something that you look back on fondly, or is it like a stain sort of in your life? Because a lot of people have different experiences, but it's nice to hear that. Yeah. Like it's something that you look, regardless of what happened, you look on fondly and something that you remember well.
There's some people you say about the stain. There's a lot of people that kind of distance themselves from the game. Like they don't want to, I won't name names, that they don't really reach back and want, because they want to put it away from their life. Because I think they just didn't have the great experience, whether America liked you or your gameplay, or you didn't win and you're bitter about that. They feel stained. I'll use that word. That makes complete sense. I don't feel stained about it. I was really mad when I got evicted from All Stars. You saw in jury, I was really mad, but hey, you get over things, man. You get over breakups. You get over an injury. You break a toe, it heals. You get stitches, the wound heals. I mean, I heal like anybody else. I don't look at it as a stain. I look at it as a monumental, fun milestone and experience. And I've got these lifelong friends, or maybe some enemies, but some lifelong friends. Like, I went on a cruise last year, 20 years later, because of Big Brother. I'm going on one in October because of Big Brother. I've met people, fans, that, hey, Howie, love, you know, I 99.9% of it all awesome experience and encounters. I mean, I don't think the exclusive and Sharon Tarp, you know, call me because I wasn't on Big Brother, you know?
I love that, Howie. No, seriously, I appreciate you taking the time. I literally, like, have so many questions, and you answered actually all of them. Great. But yeah, just thank you so much for taking this walk down memory lane with me today.